Well, hello there. Welcome. Come on in. This is episode 216 of the Enough Podcast. Take a seat. My name's Mike Hurley. This is Patrick Roan. He's going to talk to you about some stuff. You're among friends now.
This should be the new opening.
Thank you.
We should do this all the time.
Oh, Pat.
What?
Oh, don't worry. Forget about it. Forget what I'm... Just keep going. It didn't look like... Well, it looked like that didn't record, but it's not recording in GarageBand. I will just nab the Skype recording. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
After that magic.
Oh, man. I was about to say. Good. Let's make that work.
It will work. It's in
there. We're gonna keep it all.
It's all great. This is all part of the show. This builds like a link between us and the audience because they know we're real.
We are real.
But when they hear things going wrong, they know that this is a real outfit that we've got running here. These aren't we're not robots.
There's no editing involved in this.
Editing schmediting.
Yeah, that's. You say that, Brad, and you have said that a few times on the Pen Addict podcast, that there's no editing.
I don't believe in it.
Yeah. So, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good.
We don't have a lot of time today, so this is going to probably be a relatively quick show.
Yeah, people can tell. I mean, it's Monday. You know, if people are listening right now, the show usually comes out on Tuesdays. We've had some scheduling stuff that we've needed to accommodate. So
and that's actually going to be the case over the next couple of episodes at least, because of various traveling and other things going on. Recent episode of the Pen Addict podcast, along with that's the other podcast that Mike does with some guy named Brad Dowdy.
Mm-hmm.
You may recognize him by his Czech shirts that he wears all the time.
Yep.
So recent episodes of that have made me realize that there really needs to be a Paper Addict podcast.
It's the same. It's kind of, we talk about paper.
You talk about field notes. That's the only paper you talk about. You don't talk about any other paper.
I will maybe give you that. I feel it's because really, paper-wise on the show, me and Brad, we're kind of sticks in the mud, or whatever you'd call it. Like, we're very, we're set to the stuff that we like. I use Moleskine notebooks, the occasional Rodeo notebook, and field notes.
Yeah, see, and that's that's my point, right?
Brad is like, it's either done paper or die, basically. It's what he cares about.
Yeah, and hey, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I love done paper. Chad Done is a fantastic guy, by the way. Well worth supporting with your money. I have some done paper myself, but that's the thing, right? That's the reason why Brad Dowdy could never be the paper addict, because he really isn't a paper addict, right? He's a pen addict. He hasn't met a pen that fulfills him yet. He's always trying new pens and buying new pens and, evaluating pens and stuff like that. But he's not doing that same thing with paper. Neither are you. And me, on the other hand, I'm always doing that with paper. I really should be the paper addict. Maybe this could be a thing. But that's one area of my life where I admit all of this, minimalism, enough stuff just flies right out the window.
You're one of us, aren't you? Really, you are. I mean, I know that we're saying that there's a slight difference, but you are a pen addict in that sense. Like you.
Oh yeah.
Along with me and Brad. I mean, you've been on the show a couple of times. We've had Brad on this show. Like you are along with us, in this. I think that was what, because I had Jim Kudal on Command Space. I don't know if you've heard that episode yet.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to listen to that yet. It's in the Huff Duffer.
And we were kind of talking around that. Like, it's a thing. You are either one of us or you're not.
Yeah.
In regards to this stuff.
Well, but I think that, so here's my take on it. Brad is right on the edge of becoming a paper addict.
You can push him in any direction, paper, pen related. You know, like when we started the show and he wasn't interested in fountain pens really that much. And now, you know, I kind of pushed him in that direction a little bit. So I feel like with enough prodding, we could easily, you know, or you could easily, it's probably what this show is about. You could easily sort of push him into doing more paper stuff, I think.
Well, but yeah, because here's the deal, right? Once you venture down that fountain pen ink road, you almost have no choice, because you'll very quickly and soon start to discover that the best fountain pen experience has as much to do with the fountain pen and the ink as it does to the paper, right? That they're a symbiotic whole.
Yeah.
That you have to have great paper if you're going to have a good experience with fountain pens in general, and at least, with good fountain pens particularly.
Like for me, it's like you don't know what you're missing. You know, and so it's like you can be using good paper and a good, you can be using okay paper and a good pen, and the pen's still good. But if you have really good paper, then it's a whole different ballgame.
It's a whole different experience, right? So, I've recently been thinking about this a lot, mainly, and this is a side note and completely like undecided at this point, and I've only bought the materials and haven't really ventured down this road yet, but Brad had sent me this journal that Jet Pens used to sell called the Pele Journal, and it was this company was based in California that made it. Beautiful leather cover, but the notebooks themselves were kind of this linen type paper.
Really
super nice paper, fantastic for fountain pens. I really fell in love with this paper, and like I said, I'm kind of a notebook nerd when it comes to this stuff. I'm like I said the enough and minimalism stuff kind of goes out the window when it comes to paper. I posted online at one point on one of my websites that I had back in the day. I literally have a stack of not yet used notebooks of various types. I mean, by various, I mean probably 24 types. That's maybe 2 feet tall. I mean, if you were to stack them all on top, one after the other, probably over 2 feet tall. I just can't, you know, if I find a nice notebook, I just can't help myself.
Field Notes really fulfills that for me.
Right.
That want for the new notebooks, because they're always new. They always look different. I mean, the paper's not best for fountain pen related stuff, but the stuff that I put in Field Notes, I don't really want to use a fountain pen for, because it tends to be really quick scribbles.
Yeah, and Field Notes are kind of designed to be more,
for lack of
a better word, disposable, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of designed with that in mind, you know, with the idea that you want something you don't feel bad about carrying around and sticking in your pocket and getting beat up, and that actually adds to its character and also is part of its purpose, right?
Yeah. That's what I like about it, that they get all battered and scratched, and they get soft because of the warmth of carrying them around in your pocket. Field Notes take on a totally different life when you use them. Can you see, this is what happens on the Pen Addict. I just effuse my love for Field Notes.
Everything leads back to Field Notes.
Yep.
Well, to lead it back away, but for me, and I wrote a post about this a while back, I'll link to it in show notes, maybe 2 weeks ago or so, about how notes oftentimes don't really show their true value to me until months after I've taken them, until after I've let things sit on a shelf for a while. And it is not unusual for me to go through my stack of used notebooks and just pull one out at random and just kind of start flipping through it. Not just because it's a good kind of walk down memory lane, you know, things I had forgotten about or whatnot, but that also a lot of times I'm unable to really grasp the meaning of something that I wrote down, or the importance of something that I wrote down, or it will reveal itself in a whole new way when I revisit it after having long forgotten it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
because I come at it with wholly different eyes. And not only that, but oftentimes these things have had a chance to kind of sink in. So, with that said, I tend to, for those sorts of things, I want notebooks that are of good quality and will last. And so, yeah, I have a collection of these things. Like I said, I've never, if I come across a nice enough notebook, I can't help myself. I have to get it, even if I don't know when I'll get around to using it. So a couple of semi-related things. Number one, did you happen to see this link that I was sharing around the shareable internets the other day, the Bullet Journal? Have you seen this thing? Journal. Basically, it's similar to I guess for lack of a better term, a markup system for notes.
I looked at the page and I couldn't really get it. I was on a mobile. Yeah, it doesn't really work on mobile. It works lot better. It looks incredible on the desktop, by the way.
Well, I mean, first of all, I just want to go on record to say this site is beautifully designed.
Who makes this?
Well, here's the thing. It's not really a make. That's the thing. This is not a journal, right? This is a markup system for using in any notebook. And to get the best sense of it, there's a really well-produced, slick video on the page that kind of outlines the process. But the page itself explains it, but you can get to the meat of it much quicker by watching the video. And it's similar to my own Dash Plus system, the people out there in the audience are familiar with that. Let me see, Dash Plus system. I'm looking for a link so I can give it to Mike to include it in the show notes. So I developed this markup system a while back, meant for processing notes that I took all around, based around a dash. And by taking that initial dash for basically using this dash like a bullet point, and then you could go back through and mark this up by basically changing that dash into various things. This is what I use on a daily basis. I developed it for myself and my own use. It makes sense for me. It appears to make sense for other people, but I don't really, I love them, but I really don't care about whether it makes sense to them or not. I'm glad it's useful to them, but that's not why I made it. I made it for me. This is also how I, when I do paper-based task lists, it's all Dash Plus, right? The bullet system is very similar to that. It is a markup system for notes that allows you to kind of break out what's a task and what's data and what's something that should be kind of part of a calendar and prioritizing things and that sort of thing. But it's a really interesting concept. It's a lot more complex than the Dash Plus is. Gosh, that website is pretty. I commend him on that.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. I think he's got some interesting ideas. And I think that there, even if like you were like, ooh, well, the Dash Plus system is more my thing. But gosh, I like the way that in the bullet journal system, he does this calendar sort of thing. Like he does this calendar thing. I thought, oh, wow, that's interesting. Where he takes a page and kind of makes it into a calendar and allows him to kind of put things that are date related on that calendar, just on a basic page. And I like the idea of being able to just take a plain page of paper and mark it up in such a way that it becomes something a lot more useful.
Let's see if I can get this guy on the Pen Addict.
Yeah, it's super fascinating. Yeah, if you want to get him on the Pen Addict, I would love that. I'd love to listen to that.
Yeah.
There you go. That should cover the bullet journal thingy. The other kind of notebook-related thing I wanted to mention was, you know, as much as I hate kind of giving him the link, because I'm so over them by now. I was over them 2 years ago. But Lifehacker had a really great recent post where they basically polled the, you know, anyone who wanted to respond on the five best notebooks. And while that's, you know, five best paper notebooks, that is, and while that alone is interesting, amongst those that made that top five, I was only familiar with like two of the brands, if that makes sense. And even then, it was, well, that's not entirely true. I was familiar with the other brands, but I guess there were notebooks in there that I had no idea, like, oh, I had no idea that existed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, what post was this? Was this their pen post?
No. They had the five best pens.
Yeah.
But then they did this five best notebooks one. And I'm looking for it.
Sorry,
right
I'll
now.
Find it. Don't worry. I'll find it.
Okay. Five best notebooks. Here it is. Okay. So, amongst the ones that that made the top five are the Lectrum 1917.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of these.
I'm familiar with those.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of them. I was surprised. These notebook I had never heard of. Of course, you know, I immediately like had to go and order one. But I found that really interesting. They look great. Look like a good alternative to, you know, some of the more hipper, trendier ones on there. The other one, I was familiar with White Lines. White Lines was originally designed to... instead of having a ruled paper with dark, you know, with dark blue lines on white pages, or gray lines on white pages, what they what White Lines found was that they wanted to make a develop a page that was easy to copy, where the lines didn't show up when you photocopied it. Okay. Yes, this is back in those days. And so they developed this kind of light gray paper, you know, page with white lines. And when you copy it, all of the color disappears. If you, copy it on a black and white photocopier, the lines don't show up, yet you have nice straight, you know, kind of looks like it was ruled writing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, they have this new line of paper that they kind of developed for this digital age that, you know, is your White Lines paper, but similar to the way that the Evernote Moleskine thing kind of works, this paper has kind of some special annotation on it where you can download the White Lines iPhone app and take a picture of the page, and based upon, you know, which icon you marked down at the bottom, or even if you didn't mark one of these icons, you can choose at a separate time. But you can take a picture, and it will take a picture of whatever you've written. And the lines and the color of the paper and all that stuff will disappear, and you'll just get the writing and just get the drawing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And if you did mark one of those little icons, it will automatically send it to your Evernote or email it to you or any number of other actions. Really, really, really slick.
Looks like nice paper, actually.
And this, yeah, and I've used White Lines before, and White Lines is really nice paper.
It makes you think of that song, though.
White lines running through my mind. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, that one. Oh, sorry, everyone.
Oh, that's okay. wait. Will we have to bleep that out?
No.
Okay, all right.
There's no UK distributor. Where am I going to get a pad of this?
Oh, I'm sure they've got that. They've got to have it in the way. Yeah.
Well,
they
yeah.
They have a global store locator.
Yeah, but there isn't one in the UK.
Oh, okay. Huh.
I'll just suffer the conversion.
No. Here's the deal, Michael. Just let me know. If you can't find it in the UK, let me know. I'll ship some to you.
It's in SEK. That's Swedish krona, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so. Which, don't even get me started.
How much is 179 Swedish krona?
More than you can afford.
I have literally no idea what's going on anymore.
Dude, did I ever tell you about the Norwegian kroner? Oh my gosh. Holy cow.
That's only £17.50.
Some strong. Yeah, see?
£17, that's fine.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to get one of these. It's wire. Can't do spiral bound.
All right, dude. Here, let me find something for you and just send you some.
Oh, I found some.
Okay. All right. So
sorry, everyone.
So, of course, also on the list are Rhodia. Once again, fine notebooks. Really nice paper. Could not more high. If you're a fountain pen nerd, you know Rhodia and its sister brand, Clairefontaine, because fountain pen nerds know that they make really fountain pen friendly paper. Field notes are on that list, of course, and of course the ever ubiquitous, loved and scorned by all, Moleskine.
Oh, don't say it like that.
Moleskine.
There you go.
But yeah, it's I thought a very interesting list, if not for the fact that it introduced me to two things that I had not even heard of before.
Yeah, so. Well, there's a new one for me here. So
yeah, see what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So, oh, go check it out.
So, have you used the white line stuff?
I have, but it's been a while. Like, I didn't, not the one with the, not the digital.
I have no desire for the app version, right. In all honesty. It's not really.
Right. But I have used the other stuff. Great paper. And what is, very nice about it is that it allows you to basically have a ruled writing experience, with the rules being able to disappear if you need to make a copy of that. And that's exactly the sort of situation that I have used the white lines in before. It's been a while. I mean, and by a while, I mean 6-7 years.
I'm having serious trouble with their website, man.
Really?
Yeah, I can't work out how what the paper is. Like, if it's it's lined. And I say, I want grid. But then anyway. This is becoming a big thing here.
It's okay. It's all right.
I just wish that, when you're trying to buy something, if you're selling something, make it simple for people to understand your website. Like, I don't think that's too much to ask. Like, all I want to do is buy an A5 notebook, but then they've got like all these different paper. I can do this, though. I believe in myself.
Yeah, I believe in you too. I think you can do it.
Also, there's different styles. One of each.
I mean, they, they do have the kind of moleskin like notebooks that come in square and lined.
Yeah, well, see, I'm looking for square. That's what I want, but they don't have. They only have A4 in square.
Oh,
and
okay.
A6, and then it's all spiral bound, which doesn't work for me because I'm left-handed. And plus, I just don't like spiral bound notebooks. I find them uncomfortable to use.
Well, because you're left-handed.
Well, not just that, because I could turn the page over and use the other side, right? I could just use the left-hand side, but I still don't like it. There's something that I just don't like about.
Yeah, and who wants to like use it wrong? Good point.
So maybe I just get a lined one. I mean, the line. Yeah. The point of it is the line is faint, so you don't see it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I never did finish the Pelle Journal thing.
Okay.
Oh, so with the Pelle Journals, basically Pelle seems to have like gone out of business and disappeared.
Yeah, then can't find them for sale anymore.
Yeah, now can you not find them for sale? But like it appears like, I mean, it's like the company is there one day and suddenly it's just poof, gone. And so the kind of size of this thing is unusual. So I can't really find replacement notebooks for it that are even from another maker that work well. And so I've actually bought the materials and I just haven't gotten, you know, basically carved out the time to do it yet. But I think I'm going to make my own.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, because you can order the paper itself or similar paper to it in these big, huge sheets. And then I just cut them to size. And then you get a nice kind of craft paper cover for it and cut that to size. And then you staple it together down the middle. And then you fold it over. This is not a... So basically, if I can make my own by hand and, you know, kind of a proof of concept sort of thing, I very well may contact places in the area to see, hey, you know, how much would it cost for me to get a run of this? And if I can make the money work out right, and I know that there are other folks out there that are going to run into the same problem, maybe they might be interested in buying one. But regardless, I'm going to make at least a couple by hand just for me.
Interesting.
Like to keep using this thing because I really love it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my plan.
Sounds like good plan.
We should probably throw our sponsor a word here.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, good breaking point.
Yes. So there's one thing that I like, Mr. Roan, it's a good breaking point.
Dude, I'm all about finding the breaking point.
It's another topic for another day. I want to take a moment to thank the fine folks over at Squarespace, squarespace.com, the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to create your own website for a free trial and 10% off. Go to squarespace.com, use the offer code TALLYHO8. Let me tell you some quick things, and then I'm going to link this back to what we were just talking about. So Squarespace have fantastic designs, templates. They're always adding new features. They give you a site that's going to look fantastic on any device because they feature responsive web design with all of their beautiful templates. They have 24-hour day, 7-day a week support, everything. You've heard me talk about Squarespace before. I love them. But something else that Squarespace do is Squarespace Commerce, right? Mm-hmm. Which is their system for allowing you to add a store that sells. You can sell physical or digital goods through Squarespace. You can add it to any of their sites. You just sign up for the Squarespace business, like the commerce plan that they have. And it's just, it makes for a beautiful experience to integrate with Stripe. Stripe's now in the UK, so Squarespace Commerce has been updated, so you can now use Squarespace Commerce in the United States, United Kingdom, which is excellent. So I'm already looking into what can I sell. I've actually got an idea of something, by the way.
Oh, really?
It's a digital thing.
I've
got a little idea. I just wanted to do a little experiment to see if people are willing to pay a couple of dollars for something. So, yeah, interesting, right? So, So that you can integrate a store, a Squarespace store, using their commerce system into any site. You can manage physical, digital goods. You can manage your inventory. It integrates with Stripe for payment processing. It's awesome. You should check it out. That's just one of the awesome features over at squarespace.com. I want you to go and sign up for a free trial. Whether you're making a store or you just want a blog or a portfolio, they can help you. You can create your own space online with Squarespace. Squarespace plans start at $8 a month. Go to squarespace.com. You'll find out more and sign up for a free trial. Squarespace includes a domain name for free if you sign up for 1 year. And don't forget, you'll get 10% off and help support this show by using the offer code TALLYHO8. So go check out Squarespace, everything that you need to create an exceptional website. Thanks to Squarespace for their support of the show and all of 5x5.
So was the whole, I'm thinking about creating a store sort of thing, the link back to what we were talking about? Or
yeah, it was.
See, I'm curious about that. Okay.
Well, because right. I was complaining about the fact that the White Line store was rubbish, and if they used Squarespace, then it wouldn't have been.
Ah, yeah.
See? I maybe didn't make that clear totally enough, that. So thanks for doing that for me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. So, I kind of only somewhat related, but there's this app that came out for the iPad that all of the cool kids are making yucks about. It's really big. And that's because it's really like worth all of the like it's worth a Federico Vittici 25,000 word review.
I think it was 10,000 in all seriousness.
Whatever it was, all I know is that
this review that Federico wrote is so big it breaks most modern browsers. That is like it, you pretty much can't read it on an iOS device.
Oh yeah, there's just no way.
And on a Retina MacBook Pro, it destroys Chrome for me, but Federico's got some cool stuff that he's working on to make this more accessible for everybody.
Yeah, apparently he's I know he is talking about maybe doing a iBook out of it or something.
Yeah, actually he's not being coy about it. He's looking to make an eBook out of it, which I think is a great idea because you can have more content in there. And you know, it just makes it easier for everyone. And plus, he has basically created a book, you know.
Yeah. Well, and hence the reason why I'll wait for his book because I haven't read his review.
That's what I've said as well. I was like, Federico, I can't read this. It's too much for the browser. I need chapters. I
mean, even in the paper, I'm just not going to know. So, yeah. But that said, is it Gabe Weatherhead?
Yep.
Over at MacDrifter? Gabe has a much shorter and I think, you know, equally as valuable review, which I highly recommend people checking out. And I'll include a link in the show notes.
Yep, I got it all. But basically, these nerds are going insane. They're going gaga for this application.
Yeah. And it's called Editorial, by the way.
Yeah,
Editorial
iPad. It's been in development for a very long time. I first heard about Editorial over a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But I was sworn to secrecy. I didn't see it. I just knew what it did.
Yeah.
People, basically a lot of things that I don't understand. But it does a lot of stuff.
Well, and I didn't understand them either, but then I kind of, like I said, I read Gabe's review, and he's got some videos in there too, and that made it click almost immediately. Yeah, I'm all about the videos. You throw a little video in there, and I can watch that and get kind of the gist of things in the same amount of time it would take. Yeah,
I'm the same.
Give me. Yep. I'm all about that. So, highly, highly, highly recommended. If you A, are a writer of any stripe, you're writing anything, and B, you're writing it in Markdown. There is no better Markdown editor currently on the iPad that I am aware of. It is just incredible what it can do. And it's more than just, you know, having, you know, a nice extended row of keys for your Markdown items and having those behave the way that one would expect them to and that sort of thing. But it's also this ability to create custom workflows where in combination with the built-in browser, you can create workflows that do things like, you know, I want to take this link and make a Markdown style reference link on the thing I'm writing for this thing and have it add the reference in place with where my cursor currently is in that thing. Does that, it allows you to do just crazy, crazy amount of custom workflows that make your writing life so much easier. I recently, on Friday, I posted one of my regular items of interest things on patrickroan.com, and I wrote that entirely using Editorial, and it made the process what even on my desktop was kind of a pain in the butt.
Huh.
It made it so much easier on to do it on the iPad with editorial, if that makes sense. I mean, you know, it's one of those apps that's like, okay, doing this here on the iPad is so much better than doing it on my desktop. Does that make sense?
Yeah, this is Federico saying this too. And I saw Christine Chan at App Advice say that she was writing an editorial with her iPad in front of her laptop. Like, her laptop was open, but she was using editorial instead because it was easier. Again, I've not really dug into this. I don't know how much use I'm going to have for it, in all honesty. Like, I've bought it, but I will try it out because I don't write, you know. I'm not like fancy blogger types. But I would like to try it out, but I also don't feel like I really understand a lot of what it does. But I want to try it anyway.
Yeah. You should definitely play around with it because I could see, I mean, even just basic note-taking, you know, in certain situations, I could see editorial being a really good fit for. You know, if you're just like in a meeting taking notes with your iPad. And, of course, it's got a lot of the obvious stuff. It's got support for Dropbox, so you can either, you know, link it up. It'll create a Dropbox folder for itself if you want, or you can link it up to an existing one and you know, scan the stuff in there and save stuff to there and whatnot. You know, it's got the, you know, a lot of the things that you would expect, but then it's just the amount of kind of care and detail and thoughtfulness that went into this is apparent throughout the entire app. I mean, when you told me that, yeah, it's been in development for a long time and, you know, you heard about it a year ago and stuff like that, doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, it's been worked on for a long time, and the guy's name is begins with an O. His name is Ole Zorn. He's the developer of Pythonista as well. Apparently, he wanted to make sure that this thing was perfect. It's gone through a lot of iterations.
Yeah. Well, and
shows,
you know, there's something to that. I think there is.
100%.
I think, and it goes a long way, right? I mean, this is one of the reasons I think people were kind of nutty about Vesper when it came out, despite the fact that it doesn't do half the things that other things do out there on the market.
Yeah, I mean, I actually do use Vesper.
But it's because it's so polished and well-designed and, you know, just plain works and looks good, you know what I mean? Not so much for what it can do, but this is one of those rare occasions where it's not just the polish and such, but also the fact that it, you know, on features, it blows away everything else out there, but it's not so overwhelming with them that, I mean, everything that's there is there because it really can improve your productivity, because it really does save time. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
So, yeah, check out Editorial. It gets my highest recommendation. It's probably one of the best iPad apps out today.
There you go. What more do you need?
You don't need much more. So, well, this has been fun. And, you know, we should get working on that Paper Addict show pretty soon.
Okay.
So we can just in time to have Brad on as a guest when he kind of tips that nerd scale. He'll be there soon.
Thanks so much for listening.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, folks. And with that, we'll chat later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.